our military far more than the civilian population. As of today, he said, there have been 181 soldiers down with the fever, 73 of whom have died. Only 47 cases have been seen among the civilians, and there the death toll has been 13. The balance of the sufferers now well on the road to recovery. The doctor bemoans the lack of medical knowledge on how to treat such cases, noting that he and his aides have used what appears best. And on the good news side, the doctor says that new cases have all but ended. Sadly, this report will do no good to the efforts of the Board of Trade in London, who are encouraging more people to emigrate here in Florida. This is John Appleyard for News Radio 1620.
You know more about what matters in your life because you listen to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jenna Barr. 9 till 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jenna Barr. Joining me now is Malcolm Ballinger. Good morning, Malcolm.
Good morning.
It's not a Monday unless we get to hang out. I'll tell you that much.
My Monday really starts when I hear the mamas and papas.
That's right. The mamas and the papas.
And the papas.
You know, what's funny is that my husband played this song the other day, and I think it was like Friday. I said, you can't play this today. It's not okay. It's the wrong day.
That's our song.
That's right. He's like, I thought you liked this. I do, but it's for Mondays. That is Malcolm's song.
Yes.
So we have a new issue of Downtown Crowd.
Yes.
Very appropriate, of course, for this month. And hey, you can check it all out. Go to ballingerpublishing.com. Look for Downtown Crowd. You can read everything online if you'd like to go green, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or pick up your latest issue from anywhere really around town. And it's free. I don't think I've ever said that.
It is free.
The four-letter word we all love.
Yeah. Well, you know, I came back from lunch the other day, and Guy, our art director, had this thing on the floor and this skull. And there were all these candies everywhere. And I didn't ask. I just walked by thinking they're doing something creative, you know, how those creative people are. And so here's the result.
What's the... Oh, the cover!
Yeah. Wake up. Are you with us, Gina?
Listen, cover. I'm about three steps behind you. Okay so if you see the cover of Downtown Crowd, first of all, I love it because it's one of my favorite candies.
Mm-hmm.
Candy... corn, I think, is one of the four major food groups. There are people who are anti-candy corn, and I feel like they just weren't loved enough as a child. Do you like them?
No, I'm not a big candy corn fan.
I know you were very well-loved.
But I wasn't brought up on...
You know. No, what is an English candy for Halloween?
Well, long story. But Halloween really isn't celebrated like it is in this country.
Really?
At least when I was a kid, and I think it's changed a little. They've sort of adopted it more of a holiday, and but you just didn't make any big deal out of it. In fact, it probably passed some years, and you didn't even know that it had passed.
Okay, you're blowing my mind, because Halloween is kind of like, it's like the pre-Christmas for kids here in America.
Well, the big thing, as we've talked about before, for kids prior to Christmas is Bonfire Night.
Oh, yes.
The 5th of November.
That's right.
Remember the 5th of November. I can't even say it. The 5th of November. Gunpowder Plot and Treason.
Listen, I think that it's really cool to hear, though, all the different cultural celebrations. Mm. But we're here in America, and we're in Pensacola, so we get to celebrate Halloween. And what better way than to give your kids waxy, flavored, sugary goodness?
Yeah, well, it's Halloween. Why not ruin their teeth with all the sugary candy you can find?
Isn't that the point? I mean, I think a dentist came up with this holiday.
Mm.
I'm assuming.
Yeah, probably. I don't know how it is now so much, but when my little boys were young, we inspected all of the candy because there was a big scare in those days about people putting stuff in candy.
Oh, I still do.
They still? Okay.
Oh, yes. It's a big thing.
And anything like an apple, we wouldn't let them eat. And we inspected all of the... And only let them eat a certain amount of the candy anyway, because if we let them, there'd be 300 pounds. I mean, there was so much candy.
You don't want them to be 300 pounds? That's so good. You're such a good dad. I'm so proud of you. No, well. Actually, so there's actually a thing, let me tell you, that they do now because, you know, people are always coming up with these new creative ways to be parents. And so now Halloween happens and you spend all this money getting candy and all this time walking around so your kids can learn how to go to strangers' house and get food. And then you come home and they lay it out on the table or wherever and you sort through it and you get to let your kids pick like a very small amount of candy. And then the rest goes into a bag and the bag goes outside your bedroom door. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Are you on? He's here for this.
Outside the bedroom door.
Okay, so the kid goes to sleep, right? So this is like a Tooth Fairy type of thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay. And then the Switch Witch comes to visit you. So this is happening, you know, Halloween night after all the end of the, all the escapades and all the excitement. The Switch Witch comes and she leaves you a present and takes the candy.
In lieu of the candy. That is a very novel idea.
Isn't that cool?
I do like that. Yes.
What if the present is a toothbrush?
A gift certificate to your local dentist, probably.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. It's just a blank check to the dentist. I think those are great. All those great options, or you know, donate the candy. I've also heard of donating the candy to the military, the local military. So.
Yeah, I sound a little bit like a killjoy, but I do like Halloween. For the kids. I love it for the kids. I don't especially like having to dress up, and I don't dress up. I'm not a dress-up person. But I do like to see the kids have fun.
Well, and, what about going to Ballet Pensacola to see Dracula? Would you dress up to go do that? Maybe wear some like little fangs on your teeth. I could see that. That could work.
I might go that far, yes.
That would be actually kind of cool.
Yeah, fangs with a little blood dripping from it. Yeah, seems appropriate.
Wear a nice tux or something, top hat, a cape.
Well, it's always good to wear a tux.
See? Look,
we'll
he's
thought.
Taking notes. I see him writing over there, I think. Hey, it is 9:42 here on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Get your new issue of Downtown Crowd. Also, tell me what's new with Pensacola Magazine.
Well, first, before we do that, so we don't get too far off the subject of Downtown Crowd, is that there's a big article about the Ice Flies, because the kickoff game is October 16th. Really looking forward to that. It is hockey season again.
It is, and I know you love going to hockey games.
Oh, yeah, I love to bang my feet and bang the glass and
that's where the real Malcolm comes out.
Well, all of those frustrations you can let out, you know, and, well, don't they say it's good for you to scream and shout?
It is.
A little bit, let out those frustrations and of course, you fit in very nicely because everybody else does the same and you're not at least a bit self-conscious. And it's just good fun.
Oh, everybody there is acting like animals. You might as well do it, too. That's your moment to follow the crowd.
And you can drink beer, too, at the same time. And
that usually is what causes the insanity. But
there is a connection, yes.
Oh, do you have a favorite, like, harvest beer? I know that you do like a nice tasty beer, or a pint. Do you have one?
Well, you know I'm a little bit of a traditionalist. I don't believe in messing up beer with
like
too many flavors.
Like flavoring it, yeah.
No, that's...
Like blueberry. Why did people do that? I did taste that one time.
I would eat blueberries. No, don't mess up. Please, don't mess up your beer. A good Irish Red, a Guinness, an IPA... it's just good. I mean, on the right occasion, on a warm day, an IPA with a little lemonade to make it a shandy is perfect.
Now we're talking.
Yeah.
I'm the one taking notes over here.
But when I go to McGuire's, I love to have an Irish Red.
Oh, you can't go wrong.
No.
Not with, especially at McGuire's. Okay. Hey, you know what, Malcolm? We're going to take a quick break and then we're going to talk more. I do love that the Pensacola Ice Flyers are returning. It's, I can't wait for hockey season.
And you must ask me what I did over the weekend.
Oh, I see. Oh, I have something to tell you, actually.
Okay. Can't wait.
We're going to tell you when we come back. All right. I'm Jenna Barr. Malcolm Ballinger is here. Hop on into the conversation. I see you. Good morning to you. 850-437-1620.
Pensacola Magazine brings Gulf Coast readers the best arts, entertainment, business, and lifestyle news from across the region. Beautifully designed with informative, entertaining articles, and a new realty section, On the Market, features a guide to the local real estate market. The monthly section boasts a modern design and includes home listings, a feature home, realtor profiles, and mortgage rates, and much more. More information at PensacolaMagazine.com.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator method of adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
Join me this Friday on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Bands on the Beach in October means the season is starting to wind down. Every Tuesday night at 7, thanks to the Santa Rosa Island Authority, you've been able to enjoy great live music on Pensacola Beach. This week, Jesse Ritter takes the stage at 7 o'clock at the Gulfside Pavilion with a heartfelt brand of country pop. This Gulf Breeze native makes us hometown proud as she earned a record deal with Big Machine Records. Bring a lawn chair or a blanket, but no pets or glass. And stop by the Cat Country tent to sample something delicious from Buffalo Rock Pepsi.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Thousands of glass and ceramic pumpkins created by local artists will be on sale this Saturday at First City Art Center's annual Pumpkin Patch, 2 till 6 at Blue Wahoo Stadium. Admission is free. Pensacola State College hosts Lumberjack Festival this Saturday from 7 till 3 at the PSC campus in Milton. Lots of forestry-related contests and family activities. Admission is free. Find more events and submit yours at newsradio923.com. In your car, online, on Alexa, Echo Dot, Google, and the News Radio 92.3 app. No more wherever you are when you listen to Pensacola's local news talk station, News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Newsmaker interviews with Brian Kilmeade. Money talk on The Ramsey Show. No more because you hear the best variety of national talk every weekday on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
To the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jenna Barr. Malcolm Ballinger is here. Good morning to you. Hop on into the conversation, 850-437-1620. Hey, Malcolm, played a little Glenn Miller band there for you.
Love it.
But somebody let us know that UK is not a Catholic country and Halloween was started as a Catholic All Saints Eve, and they're right. I'm sorry, I forgot about that.
I guess I should have known that.
Well, it's okay. It's Monday, so they're going to let that one slide.
Thank you for the information.
So,
from our listener.
Hey, they're the best. They really are. I have to say that you actually have a story to share about that from this past weekend.
About
what you did, and maybe.
Well, thank you for asking.
Listen.
That came as a surprise.
You're going to get us kicked out of here.
Saturday was the annual Opera Jukebox Gala. And it was significant because it was really the first time that that I've really sort of been out for a social evening and felt at ease, and everybody else did. It was almost back to normal. So I just wanted to say I really enjoyed it. It was wonderful. They had a couple of artists come in that were world-class, a tenor and mezzo that were just incredible.
That's amazing.
Yes. He had actually sung at La Scala and the Met, so you can tell. Very, very, very good. And so anyway, I just wanted to say it's the feeling was we're not necessarily back to normal, but it felt much closer to normal. Felt yes. more at ease, and had a great time.
I think people are easing back into life because, you know, they're ready to live again and be at peace when they go out and about. And I think a couple of people mentioned that they enjoyed listening to us too, huh? We're a fan favorite.
Well, yes. Actually, a former chairman of the, just recently chairman of the opera, mentioned that he listened to us. And I said, well, finally I've met our listener.
You are it.
You are our one listener. Well, great to meet you. Thank you.
Hey, they text in and they enjoy our comedy.
No, I just, hour. Of course, I we have hundreds of thousands of listeners.
That's right. You better believe it.
But I said to him, you know, I really enjoy it. And it's unscripted. As you can tell, we do no preparation.
Are you kidding me? This is all scripted. Do you think that we could just come up with this at the top of our heads? Man, this is talent.
Ralph Peterson actually said to me, well, that's what we like about the show. So I was I'm actually very taken. I get comments often, but I think that one just sort of I appreciated, because I sometimes worry that I think nothing about what I'm going to say about the show until I sit down in this chair that fights me every week. And
yeah, it does. I see you squirming.
Yeah.
You never know what mood the chair is going to be in.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes it throws me off even. Anyway, I have no idea what I'm going to talk about other than just loosely the magazines. And so, but it just comes, and hopefully we sound like we're halfway intelligent and know what we're talking about.
I think we're doing great, actually. And hey, I have something to tell you. Mm-hmm. And first of all, Ralph, thank you for that. And thank you for everybody listening and sending us messages too throughout the show.
Yeah, we really do appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely. So today is a day for you, Malcolm. I mean, you're not going to be able to celebrate today unless you can find a t-shirt. I haven't seen you in a t-shirt yet. One day I'll get you in one. But today is National Golf Lovers Day.
Oh, what now?
Oh, my word. That was a wonderful reaction on your face. I wish I caught that on camera.
How come I didn't know that?
I don't know, but today is October 4th, and it provides an opportunity for golf enthusiasts such as yourself to swing down the fairway at least one more time during the season. That's why. Because, you know, a lot of places, we get to live in Florida, so whatever, you know, we're always in golf season.
Well, I don't know if you've looked out the window this morning, but it might be a little difficult to swing down the fairway today, but I
could
get
you an umbrella hat. You could just go out there and take a whack at it and see what happens. But I think this is great. There's just, it's an opportunity for people to be able to, you know, maybe in other areas that aren't raining, to observe their love for golf. And I thought this was perfect for a Monday morning with you. I just wish the weather was nicer to celebrate.
Mm.
So by next weekend, you'll be able to.
I did play yesterday morning.
Oh, was it lovely? Yeah.
18 holes, and the rain. Obviously, there was a window when it didn't rain, and had a great old time. Played pretty well, actually, if I say so myself.
Oh, yeah. Was the damp ground in your favor?
I'm not sure what that means, but
see, I've tried to play golf forever, and I come from a golf-loving family, and Malcolm, I just bring shame to the name because I can't. I divot. I just rip up the green every time.
Ooh.
It doesn't matter if it has rained or it's dry. And some people have told me it's better after the dew because it brings a slickness to the driver. But I don't know anything. So I just go, I'll go out there and I'll ruin the
if I may say so, you are demonstrating grounds. Clearly that you don't know anything about golf.
Listen, I don't know anything. I just go out there and I swing. And I just swing as hard as I can and see what happens.
Well, that's really the secret, is to have a good time and enjoy it. Golfers sometimes take it too seriously, me included. And it's really about having a good time.
It is a very serious sport, though, because when you watch on TV, it's kind of, are we allowed to talk even though they can't hear us on the other side of the TV? Or?
Well, you have to speak quietly. You have to whisper.
No, it's very calm. I feel like I grew up and watch my pop-pop watch golf That was literally, I watched him watch golf and I would, that was our nap time. What else is a 9-year-old kid going to do? But happy National Golf Lovers Day to you, Malcolm.
I wish I had realized it before. And I would have celebrated. Would put some things up.
It's all right. There's a whole entire page dedicated to it with all the history of golf, which I think you'd probably know more than me. But it's a, you know, our listener said you can swim on down to the golf course and see what happens.
That is true.
It's very true in Pensacola today. Hey, we're going to take another quick break. When we come back, we're going to tell you a little bit more about Downtown Crowd in this month's issue of Pensacola Magazine.
You love your car or truck, right? We love it too. This is Mike Ryan at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories. For a cooler summer and protections from harmful UV rays, we'll tint the windows. For safety and security, we have alarms, backup cameras, and dash cams. And for the most beautiful vehicle on the block, our full detailing service will make it look brand new. We have so many custom accessories, it's impossible to list them all here. So come see us at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories on Industrial Boulevard at W Street, just north of Marcus Point Baptist Church.
My family has used Air Design forever, so whenever we have a problem with heating, cooling, or plumbing, there's only one number to call.
Call 202-COOL, night or day. Air Design Systems is on the way.
For fast, dependable HVAC service with honest pricing, you know who to call, and we're available for your after-hours emergencies at no extra cost.
Call 202-COOL, night or day. Air Design Systems is on the way.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and this year, the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk is on Saturday, October 23rd. I'm Angela Lane, and I am proud to serve as the chairperson for this year's walk. On Monday at 10:30, join me on the Pensacola Expert Panel to learn more about this year's walk in downtown Pensacola at Seville Square. I'll discuss the route, the ceremony, and everything you need to know about participating, only on News Radio 92.3.
What if the music stopped? If the familiar voices were silenced? If there were no breaking news updates? What if your companion and connection to your community came with a monthly fee? Don't worry, we're free local radio with you wherever you go, celebrating 100 years and looking forward to the next 100. We are broadcasters. Text radio to 52886 and let Congress know you depend on your local TV and radio stations. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Somewhere.
We're wrapping up our time here with Malcolm Ballinger from Ballinger Publishing. Go online, of course. You can go to PensacolaMagazine.com, BallingerPublishing.com. But people need to get this month's issue.
Yes, because there's so much happening downtown. We just talked in the break, the Beach Boys on the 13th at the Sanger. I've seen them many times. They are a good act.
I want to really go. I have to tell you.
And the first night of the symphony on the 16th.
There's so much.
I think the problem is you're going to have to decide between the symphony and the Ice Flyers.
The Ice Flyers.
Which would you choose?
Oh,
well,
gosh,
no, please don't tell me.
I don't think you want me to tell you.
I don't think you. No. I'm kind of torn.
If we could just please get Facebook Live to see his face, his like disappointed face of me trying to explain golf.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think I'm going to be invited to the green anytime soon with you. But
well, I was looking for partners in a scramble, but
I would definitely be scrambling.
Yeah.
Okay, but seriously, this community events calendar is chock full. I've not seen in a long time one this full. So go to Bagelheads, or you've got, oh man, Everman's. There's tons of coffee shops that have Downtown Crowd's current issue, or go online. It is free. All the Halloween spooky happenings, the list goes on and on for things for you to do, for your family to do. So, Malcolm, thank you for bringing this month.
Thank you.
And I'll see you next week.
I'll be here. Rain or shine.
Anytime. All right. And one more time, happy National Golf Lovers Day to you.
News, talk, traffic, and weather. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.